This is the New Leaders Podcast, the podcast for leaders who want to master the new way of entrepreneurship. The new leader doesn't hustle, leads by example, intentionally creates whatever she wants, and mostly makes a difference in the world. I'm your host, Rihanna, business and mindset mentor, and I've built a six-figure business from scratch in 24 hours a week, doing what I love, making a positive impact on other people's lives. And you can do that too. In this podcast, I teach you how to combine strategy, mindset, and energy to build the most profitable business close to your heart. Every week, you can expect a new episode full of inspiring content that will help you build your dream business and fulfill your ultimate potential. It's my intention with this podcast episode to inspire you and activate you to move the needle in your business. How are you going to move the needle in your business this week is a question I ask my clients frequently. And I believe that it's a very important question. That's why I ask it so frequently, because it does several things. It helps you to become more and more aware of what are those activities that move the needle for you. So if you ask yourself this question for the first time, then you might not know an answer to it. But as you ask it more often and answer it for yourself, and you start implementing several different strategies, actions, you start to become more and more aware of what are those actions that move the needle. And what I get back often from my clients after a few months of working together is that they say, I now know what is the 20% that gets me 80% of the results. Because that 20%, that's different for everyone, right? Everyone is different. Everybody's business is different. Everybody's niche is different. So to figure out what's the 20% that gets you 80% of the results, you wanna implement, you wanna try, and you wanna ask yourself this question frequently. How am I going to move the needle in my business this week? It does another thing. It helps you focus on those important actions and put them on top of your priority list. And so it prevents that at the end of the week, you've been very busy working in your business and you haven't moved the needle. And so because I know that for a lot of people, this is a hard question, I am going to give you around 15 ways in which you can move the needle this week to inspire you, to hopefully help you come up with ideas for yourself of what you can do to move the needle. Move the needle, what do I mean with that? I mean, how can you grow your business when it comes to revenue? And when you look deeper into all the activities that you can do, obviously there's strategies, there's strategic activities that you can do, but there's also energetic activities that you can do. And I'm going to talk about both this week. And it's up to you every week to ask yourself, what do I need to do this week? But you can also divide the activities in the short-term activities, so which is basically the things that could help you sell your offer this week, but you can also focus on long-term activities that are probably not going to move the needle right away today or this week, but they will in the long term. All right, let's dive in. Where shall I start? A really good question to ask yourself is, where did my last three clients come from? Where did they come from? What was their client journey? And can I repeat that strategy, or can I double up on that strategy? That's a very simple question you can ask yourself and something that you can do this week. Another thing is, check with your current clients to see if you can help them even better. Do they need or want extra help or a complimentary service? This is something that's super easy to do. It's also super beautiful to do because it's basically just checking in with your clients and asking, hey, is there something else that I can do for you? Maybe if you're running a group program, you can offer the people inside the group program if they want to buy some extra support from you, for example. If you have a one-on-one client, maybe this one-on-one client wants to add a beautiful VIP service or VIP day to what they're currently already getting from you. So open your mind. And also checking in with your clients is a great idea, but you can also think for yourself, how could I help them even better? What would be something super valuable on top of what they have now that I can offer? Another one, connect with your goals on a daily basis. This is a way to move the needle energetically. What I do is I take a few minutes, I close my eyes, and I connect with the intention I've set or the goal that I'm working towards. And I imagine as if it has manifested already. I try to tap into the version of myself that I am when this has manifested. And I try to tap into the feelings that I'm feeling. Now, when you do that, it's very powerful when you can bring those feelings and that version of yourself that you've connected to into the now. For me, this helps me overcome certain mindset blocks, for example, because I might realize while I'm doing this exercise, I might realize, hey, I've been thinking a thought that this version of myself is not thinking. And so I need to change that story. Or I might realize that, hey, how I'm currently behaving, showing up, for example, is not the way my future self would show up. So it helps me have these light bulb moments sometimes and make shifts. Sometimes those shifts come very easy and sometimes not. That's why there is a lot of power in doing it every day. There will be days where, you know, I can hardly connect with the goals. There are days that like that, but there are days where this is a huge game changer. Another way, well, you can organize a super valuable free masterclass for your community, for your potential clients. And if you do that, think about something they really want to know, something that would be really valuable for them. Because here's the thing, there's so much free stuff out there right now that people are not just going to give you their time for anything. So you want to come up with something you know is going to be super valuable for your audience, and you want to go all in on the promotion of this masterclass, right? Because it's such a shame that when you have prepared a beautiful masterclass or a webinar and only a few people see it because you simply haven't communicated it to as much people as you can. But this is a beautiful way. For me, this is one of my favorite ways. I've given so many masterclasses already. And for me, it's a beautiful way to connect with my potential clients by giving them value. That's a way that I really, really love. And I highly recommend it because it can inspire the people watching the masterclass to keep working with you, you know, in a paid offer. Make that bold move. That's also on the list. Make that bold move, because bold moves, they result in growth. I mean, you either win or you learn, basically. You win or you learn. And just do it. Because by playing small and staying in your comfort zone, nothing is going to happen. You have to start making bold moves, overcome your fears and anxiety, and just do it. And you probably know what it is. You probably know what it is. You probably have your eye on maybe a certain investment that you might want to make or not make. Well, you want to make it, or a team member you want to hire that you've been thinking about and you haven't acted on it yet. Or maybe you've been playing in your mind with organizing an event, you know, starting a podcast or becoming much more visible, start to record more videos, reels, Instagram lives. Do it. Just do it. Yeah. That's all I can say. Double up on your visibility on LinkedIn. My last podcast was about LinkedIn and how you can be, how you can create a platform out of LinkedIn that actually helps you to generate clients for your offers. And one thing I've learned about LinkedIn is the more you post, the bigger the snowball effect will become. And so once you have a basic strategy that's working for you, double up on your visibility and you will see sort of a snowball effect happening. And on top of that, I would recommend that all the people that add themselves to your network to actively start connecting with these people, maybe start providing value already, free stuff you have, you know, again, free stuff. Free super valuable resources is such a great way to connect with your community, but also to warm them up to your offers. So definitely connect in DM, but also immediately provide them with value. I've been experimenting with this lately, and it's a beautiful way to connect with people, you know, to connect with new people, potential clients in your audience. So for me, I would say don't hold back with the free stuff, but connect with people and share value with them if they're interested. Follow up. All right. So think about all the people that have mentioned that they want to work with you once in their life, or they've showed interest, or they have said no earlier, or they have had a call with you, but they didn't get back to you. Think about all those people and follow them up. Follow them up, check in with them, say, hey, how have you been? I was wondering if you would like to know more about my new offer, if you would like to hop on a call to see if I can support you, something like that. The next one, connect with people. I mean, eventually, and this is more of a long-term way to move the needle, but eventually sales are the result from relationships. Good relationship, building an authentic relationship with people. That's what sales come from. That's at least my way. It's my experience. And so you want to connect with people, and you want to do that on a regular basis, and not with one or two people, but hopefully with, I would say, you know, go and connect with 50 people, and without a double agenda. Don't try to book a sales call with these people, but just authentically connect to new people. Beautiful things can come out of that, you know, not only future clients, but also maybe future collaborations, or you'll get invited to speak on an event or in a podcast or something like that. Just authentically, without a double agenda, connect to a whole bunch of people. Take an hour in your week and start connecting. It's what makes social media also fun. That's my opinion. The next thing is a big one, because I feel like this might be the biggest reason why entrepreneurs are being slowed down in their business growth. And it's because they give too much importance to the things that don't seem to work, that don't seem to flow. So, for example, you're having a goal, it's a next level goal, you're doing the work, you're going towards it, but then things happen. Somebody says no, you didn't get as much signups as you wanted. You hear crickets after opening the doors to your program, and it brings you down. It brings your energy down, and you start thinking it might not happen. You make it too important. What you want to do is you want to completely ignore it. It's not important. Something is not working. Somebody said no. Next one. Just keep moving. Keep your energy high. Try to stay aligned with your goal as much as you can. Have a fuck it mentality and just keep moving. Another beautiful thing you can do is you can create an exclusive invitation, a beautiful personal exclusive invitation. This can be a video, but it can also be something, a physical invitation that you send, and maybe you include a gift. This is a way to stand out, right? In the online industry where everybody is marketing and selling all the time, to send a personal gift and an invitation to an offer or maybe to a lunch or maybe even on a call or an event can be a way to move the needle this week. Another thing is you can organize an event, a live event. And this, it sounds really big, but you don't have to make it really big. You can also make it small if that feels more in alignment for you right now. It can be a high tea with 10 people. It can be a network lunch. It can be, you know, something small and intimate to which you invite people in your community. Warm leads that are in your community that you feel like are perfect for the offer that you're currently selling. What else? I wrote down, lead yourself actively through uncomfortable thoughts, feelings, and situations. You know, if you have next level goals and you're working towards, it means you are spending a lot of time outside your comfort zone, because that is where the magic happens. It's always been like that, and it will always be that way. Now, what's important is that you keep moving. And this relates to what I said a few minutes ago, where you don't want situations, things that aren't working out, feelings, thoughts that you're getting, get in the way of that. So you want to lead yourself through those things. That is, it might not seem big, but that's a very big way to move the needle, to do those things, because the things that I've mentioned today, they are probably, all of them are quite uncomfortable, and they're needed to move the needle. Lead yourself through those feelings. Know that you are not your thoughts. You are not your feelings. Those are just old patterns that are in the way, and you want to work through them and not let them hold you back. All right. Those were the ideas that I had for you today to move the needle in your business. I hope you've enjoyed it. I hope you got inspired, and I hope that you take one or two ideas and you implement them and you go all in. That's what my wish for you is, because that's how you're gonna go and get results. If you have any feedback or questions for me, I would love to hear it. Just jump in my DM on Instagram and we'll have a chat. Thank you for listening. Ciao.
Thank you so much for tuning in to the New Leaders Podcast today. If you love listening, I would be so grateful if you would leave me a review on iTunes or Spotify. Or let me know that you're listening by tagging me on social media. So keep chasing your desires, beautiful, and I wish you an amazing rest of your day.